The Sod Show meets Owen Lettice and James Wong.
Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
We're at 3.2 Dublin City FM. It is The Sod Show with Brian Green and Peter Donegan. The Sod Show meets Owen Lettice and James Wong, Ireland's best podcast 2013 and only garden radio show. We're live every Friday at 3 p.m. Catch some podcasts later. This is part two this week. Last week we spoke with James Wong, who is an ethnobotanist, and he was in UCC doing his sold-out talk on horticulture as a career. This week, alongside James, we chat with Owen Lettice, a plant scientist at UCC's School of Biological, Earth and Environmental Sciences, and he also is the Deputy Director of the Centre for Organic Horticulture Research at University College Cork. His business card is double-sided A4. All that coming up in a couple of moments' time. Last week, a bit of a stir when BBC Radio 4 Gardener's Question Time tweeted, "We know where we'll be," after botany geek James Wong tweeted, "I'm coming up on the radio in 15 minutes on both BBC GQT and at Sod Show. Which one are you tuning into?" Well, we know what we're tuning into, and that was The Sod Show. If we could just get in touch with the controller of programmes at BBC Radio 4 and get them to move Gardener's Question Time to another slot, because it does clash with The Sod Show on Dublin City FM. Brought to you in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the interweb, www.greensacks.ie. Check them out in the supermarket where you can pick yourself up some green sacks. Well, it's been a week of rain. Rain and more rain. Didn't rain on Thursday, but it's back again. And it'll be here for a while yet. Just to give you some advice from a previous Sod Show, just don't bother. Don't tread on the grass till it's drying out, because there's not a lot, only damage that can be done in that department. Not the expert, but I did hear the advice. I did memorise it and I can relay it. Just, chill. Get into the potting shed. Do something. But just don't be mucking up the garden. And I do hope people are staying safe. These pictures of people on seafronts taking photographs and big waves crashing over their heads. It happened to me once, about 2 years ago, in Northern Spain, the Atlantic, and it just came down 45 feet of it landed on my head, and it's not nice. I had to change my clothes. It was a lovely sunny day, but the Atlantic decided to throw up the water and land on me. So stay away from the seafront when it is crashing in like that. Back to things horticultural and down to the flooded region of Cork, the River Lee. We were broadcasting and recording this right over the River Lee, and let's hear from Peter Donegan.
Also in our company is the brains, or one of the main brains,
Uber geek
behind the horticulture side of UCC. Would you like to introduce yourself for those at home?
Thanks. My name is Owen Lettice, and I am the Deputy Director of the Centre for Organic Horticulture in UCC, and I lecture in the School of Bees in UCC as well.
Just to clarify on that, the School of Bees is not a school of bees. If you wanted to own
That's
a beehive,
yeah, it, yeah,
you
yeah.
Just clarify that for me.
The School of Bees is the School of Biological, Earth and Environmental Sciences, so we teach a lot of disciplines, from geology to earth science to ecology, zoology, plant science, environmental science, a bit of everything. It seems to be a nice mix. We're a new school, about 3 years old, an amalgamation of what used to be the old zoology department, the old plant science department, and so on. So coming together and doing, I suppose, what we're best at, but doing it together. And there's a lot of integration, and there's a lot of things that we can do well together in terms of how plants interact with animals, how plants and animals interact with human society from the environmental science point of view. So we're a pretty new school, but we're doing the things that UCC have been doing for 160 years, but just doing it in a slightly new way and doing it together, hopefully.
Okay, so let me clarify this one. The new bit of the school that's 3 years old, just in case you're kind of going, I'm not going there, I won't get a crest on my jacket if I go there, and I won't be head principal of the Principals Association of Students. It's not that. You have of the main setups. And again, don't get me wrong, podcast outside of Ireland, etc. And for those issues in Dublin, you might never have been to Cork, you should come here. It's a wonderful place. It's lovely. They've got water and trees. It's just like Dublin. And subtitles on the television programmes. I'm joking, all right, okay. So, but the horticultural side of it has been on the go literally for...
That's right. Well, University College Cork, like most universities, as far as I can tell, likes to reorganise itself every now and again. So it's what we've been doing for a long, long time, but just in a new way. The Centre for Organic Horticulture Research, to give it its full title, is a new departure for us here. So we, as a plant science department or as a botany department, we've been around since the foundation of the university back in 1845. From a horticulture point of view, this is a new departure for us. So it's something interesting and something new for us to get our teeth into. We're taking the strengths that we have in plant science, in plant biology, as well as in ecology and soil science and things like that, taking those strengths and putting them into a new wrapper, if you like, and saying that how can these disciplines impact on horticulture, on organic horticulture in particular, So teaching people about plants, but just in a way that's relevant to somebody who wants to grow plants themselves, or who wants to set up in business growing plants. We have quite a range of students, from people who are just out of university, just out of a degree in plant science or in zoology or in business or in lots of other degree programs. And then we have right up to people who are mid-career and just wanting a change of career. So from that point of view, we've got quite a good mix of people studying plants at the MSc level. And then we also teach an undergraduate degree in plant science in applied plant biology, to give it its title. And that's an undergraduate degree and tends to attract school leavers straight through the CIO system.
Okay, let me clarify on this one. So when you say plants and organic, I've got a picture in my head of the stereotypical nursery that's guaranteed to grow ceanotus, tricyflora, repens. Let me show you how intelligent I am. It's got hellebores. It's what the garden writers write about in January or December every year. It's they sell, I don't know, hyacinths. They sell fuchsias. They sell, it's all there. O'Learys, all that stuff that goes with it. But I can grow that organically, or what do you mean that organic as in, no, the stuff we eat department? Because whenever I think of organic, I think of the argument that, number one, it's better for you, your kids will be healthy, how can you not get vegetables are grown with tons of chemicals, blah, 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 blah. That's what supermarkets sell for 5 cents each. And I'm kind of mildly confused-ish in what the course, in particular on organic, would offer me to do. Does that make sense? And then there's a second part to that, which is your course is only new and it's the first in Ireland. So are you qualified in organic horticulture?
I'm not. That's a good question. I'm not. I'm a plant scientist by training.
So do you have to do your own course to become qualified in the course that you're teaching? Is that a really stupid question? Or
no, it's not. It's not. I think what we've done here is we've taken what strengths we've had. We have in plant science and in plant biology, and how plants, the science of plants, and how we can put that into action. Now it's a particularly focused on food and producing fruit, vegetable, and so on, as opposed to any other type of horticulture. So that they would be some of our strengths. The thing we've done is we've brought in outside expertise because we recognise that this is a new departure for us. We can't do it all ourselves, and nor would we be able to teach every element of the course. So we're very lucky that we have Klaus Leitenberger teaching on the course, who's quite well known in organic sectors in Ireland, and he's really been really crucial. To giving us that practical edge and knowledge really in the field, so that we can add that to the scientific knowledge that we have here and that we're great at. I would readily admit that I'm the least practical person on the planet, I think, and from that point of view, I work to my strengths. In terms of the science of how plants grow, in terms of how they interact with the environment, how they interact with the soil, how they interact with other organisms, and the beauty of it is that we have outside expertise that is now, I guess, internal expertise because they've come on board with us to really flesh out that and to give a rounded course that people can. To go away from and say yes, we've learned something from that.
To me, that's really exciting as an outsider because I am a big fan of organics. I find a lot of the science very convincing and I find it very interesting. What I often see the public perception is of it, a lot of courses in it are kind of slightly hair-shirted, slightly praying to the Earth Mother. It's all about a philosophy, but there isn't actually anything very convincing evidence base behind that. And what I think is really exciting about the stuff you're doing, you're taking areas that aren't traditionally considered as part of organic agriculture, but they're evidence-based and taking elements out of that and showing you what you can do. And if the organic movement is to go on and become mainstream, it has to really prove that it's based on something that it can demonstrate works. And science is the best way to do that.
There, we'll take a break in the interview for Song of the Week. Still to come, James Wong and Owen Lettice on organics and the future. Those young horticulturists, where are they? That's all coming up here on The Sod Show, brought to you in association with greensex.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. You're tuned to Dublin City FM on 103.2 MHz. You can contact us at Sod Show on Twitter, The Sod Show on Facebook, and sodshow.com for all the back catalogue podcasts for the last 2.5 years. It's time for Song of the Week, and this week we're taking a tune from The Kinks, and this is kind of apt this week, the Village Green Preservation Society. I said the song was kind of apt. It is, if you had seen James Wong's talk in Cork, because listen to the lyrics. We are the skyscraper condemnation affiliate. God save Tudor houses, antique tables and billiards. Preserving the old ways from being abused. Protecting the new ways for me and you. Wonderful lyrics by Ray Davies and Raymond Douglas. 103.2 Dublin City FM. It's back to Cork, to what's now the flooded banks of the River Lee, and Peter Donegan.
I'm possibly on the verge of getting stoned to death here at some wooden cross, but there's
organic wooden cross.
A very organic wooden cross, but and again, look, for those who listen at home, somebody has to ask the question, and it's only question asking. It's not opinion. I'm You can call around to my house and I'll make you tea. Really good coffee, actually. Two spots. But there's a couple of arguments. One is that if we all grew organic, there wouldn't be enough landmass to feed the nation. The other is that conventional is required. The conventionalists will turn around and say, well, no, we don't dose our vegetables with a barrel of cocktails. And the organics may turn around and say, well, ours tastes better. Which, on the other hand, the scientists will turn around and say, well, And that's not proven to be the case. And science, as we all know from watching the Big Bang Theory, is 110% correct. QED, it's an equation, and it's not proven. Is there a case of where you get people come in who are hardcore and then turn around and kind of go, oh, the Mamas and the Papas are playing next to the Sex Pistols. Jeepers. What? I never heard of them before.
That's such a great analogy.
It's not a bad one. It's a very odd one. Do you get an element of that on? I mean, like...
To an extent. Look, we've taken the line that we're completely independent. We have the opportunity to be a completely independent voice in the debate between organic and conventional and GM and whatever you're having yourself. So what we've deliberately done is we've said, look, we are not a cheerleading organization or a cheerleading entity for organic. There are a huge amount of positive things about organic. We wouldn't be doing it unless we thought there was. But there's also some things about organic that, from a scientific point of view, we have to question. And what we're there for, hopefully, as well as training people in organic horticulture, is to do that research and to say, well, does biodynamic agriculture work? Does, growing this plant next to another plant, does that work? So we're saying, look, we'll go in with an open mind. We'll try these things. We'll look at does X or Y work on the ground, and we'll do the science behind it. If it does, great. If it doesn't, then we'll tell you about that as well. But we're not here as I said, to cheerlead for organic. Organic is as an industry, and it is an industry, is well capable of doing that itself, and it should be doing that, and it should be shouting about what's great about organic. What we're here to do from a scientific point of view is to say, give us your questions. What do we need to be looking at? We'll do the experiments. That's what we live for as scientists. We want to be finding out new things. We want to be setting up experiments. We want to be designing experiments that test whether something is correct or whether it's codswallop. So the beauty of it is that we can do the science that needs to be done on organic, because there are elements to organic that, from a scientific point of view, are questionable. That's not to say that they are impossible, but we need to do the science to figure that out. And there's no point in me arguing one way or the other unless we have the evidence to back it up.
I think it's such a shame that people have this idea that there are two camps, and they're completely different. And there's this big black line that divides them. And the same thing has happened when, you know, I made Grow Your Own Drugs. There's this great idea that because I've made a couple of plant-based remedies that, you know, my whole life is organic, and I don't know, make homemade water. It's an inaccurate and, I think, unfair and not a very good way to think that there's two camps that are entirely different. To be honest, a lot of conventional agriculture is used by organic agriculture and vice versa. I think there's the really important role that UCC are doing, using science to examine both sides of a very political argument. Even on the scientific point of view, I've mentioned that I read a trial on biodynamic gardening that mentioned that there was a 50% increase on yield, small trial. And I had the number of science geeks that freaked out on Twitter that I had mentioned the existence of one trial, saying that I was unscientific for saying so, is crazy, because that in itself is unscientific. Science is about looking at the evidence that exists and deciding. It's not about deciding before you've seen it. So I think this kind of black and white idea is wrong. I think, you know, what UCC is doing is brilliant. Actually looking at what's there and then deciding in a cool, calm, rational way what makes sense and what doesn't.
Owen, while we're on the subject of it, if people want to get in touch and find out more about the courses, ucc.ie, is that the best website? Or
yeah,
is there
ucc.ie
another?
will bring you to the main UCC website. You can visit the School of Bees website at bees.ucc.ie, or indeed you can visit our brand new Centre for Organic Horticulture Research website, which is cohr.ucc.ie. But stick it in Google, you'll find us.
And we'll have all of the show notes up on sodshow.com. If you don't find them there, just at sodshow on Twitter. Owen, how cool is it to have the Don in your company? The Don Tom, that is. Tom Jones.
This talk, which James has been very kind enough to do for us, started life as a Twitter conversation, I think back in July of 2013. And to be honest, I think if I knew what I was getting myself in for, I may not have had that conversation.
It's been a long day for you, hasn't it?
It's been a long day for both of us. But it you know what, I said it this evening that looking out at 300 and odd people sat in the Boole Lecture Theatre in UCC, there just to hear about plants and just to hear about how cool plants are and how great plant science, botany, horticulture, all of that is, that's a really good day for us because, I can talk until I'm blue in my face about the how great from a scientific point of view plants are, but it takes somebody of James's kind of standing just to give it that extra bit of impetus and it, you know. I can barely get 300 people in that Boole Lecture Theatre, and they're supposed to be there. So
I don't know. I think there's a huge hunger for thinking about plants in a different way from how it's normally sold. And it's not like I do anything particularly unusual to me. I just have decided to try and do something that I would like to see that I don't currently see. But the great thing is to be able to go into a room and see that number of people, and for them not to be the stereotype of what you imagine them to be. Very few dreadlocked people in the room, a couple of them, there's nothing wrong with that, but it wasn't just that, and it wasn't just older people, it was a whole range of stuff, and I think it's wonderful. It shows genuinely like how broad horticulture's appeal is. You don't have to be a certain kind of person. I think people assume you have to, if you want to be a horticulturalist, you have to dress like a 19th century painter, and you don't have to do that. You could be a real human being.
After the gig, or after the, I don't know whether you call it a gig. I know from,
yeah, call it a gig from now on. Call That's it what I'm a gig.
It was the range of people who came up to myself and Brian afterwards and said, "Can we get a copy of the audio?" The guys of note from the Young Hort gig who came up and said,
"Isn't that awesome?"
Yeah, they said you were the genius. They blanked me, went straight to Brian, said, "Look, your man's cool, isn't he?" We were at this argument over again.
It's my job in the media to not actually do any work. It's basically to point out that other people are doing exciting stuff. The Young Hort people are actually getting off their ass and doing it. I just like turn up an island and talk about it, right? It's amazing. They're all like under 20. I chatted them on Twitter like back in December, and they happened to say, you know, we really want to do some stuff. Will you help? And I said, I'll help you. I'm not going to do it for you. You guys do it. You set up a website. You get people together. You set up a meeting. I'll turn up and do a free talk. And they've got like everyone in the media they've called up. They've just done on their own back. Everyone said yes. They've got a national conference, an international one, because you've got representatives from Ireland down in Surrey. It's just so amazing. And they're all under 20. And it's just because they've gotten off their ass and decided to change something they're frustrated with.
The Young Horts, as a by the way, they sound like a new hippie band. They have a gig coming up, and it's on the 7th of March, 2014, RHS Wisley. Funny enough, they're going to the Smoking Jackets place, and they're going to do a gig over there in a rector shop. I'm joking. They're on Twitter as at Young Hort Team, and just to clarify this one, they are not affiliated or to do with the Institute of Horticulture who run a Young Hort gig. We should have an interview with them coming up, I believe, in the next week or so. If you're unsure when that's happening, just...
These guys that should be on shows about horticulture, not another stately home and another story on snow drops in January. It should be cutting-edge kids that are going out there and getting off their ass and doing amazing stuff.
In the meantime, we will have all the notes up on sodshow.com, including some pictures of James, myself, and Owen. If you want to send me love mementos, I'm joking. We'll also have included in there the contact details for James's website, his Twitter account, and his email, and you can send them to him instead. Owen Lettice of University College Cork. If people want to get in touch with you, the easiest way maybe is on the Twitter sphere. We'll have all the website details in there if they want to send you a note, maybe drop down and say hello. Are they allowed to?
Yeah, you can tweet me at Blog Science, and you can say hello, and you can email me. You'll find all my details on the websites that I mentioned earlier, and we're delighted to talk to people who want to study plants either at an undergraduate level or a postgraduate level. We think we have something to offer, so come and have a chat.
Our thanks to Owen Lettice of University College Cork and to James Wong. Check out the podcast last week, to get part one of this two-parter interview. That's at sodshow.com. Brought to you in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet at greensacks.ie. Check them out at the supermarket also. If you're in the Coolock area, Durris Bui have gardening classes every Tuesday from 10 until midday in their community garden, where they have 9 raised beds and they have a polytunnel. Tuesdays 10 to 12, Durris Bui, Bunratty Drive, Coolock, Dublin 17. Contact them on 848 4811. I've been Brian Green, he's Peter Donegan. We're back next Friday at 3 p.m. Do check us out on the blog sodshow.com for all the back shows for the last 2.5 years. We'd love you to check some of them out, and we'll be talking to you soon on the radio. Have a great week. Bye bye.